Blog Talk
Hallelujah.
Radio.
Hallelujah. We can't hear nothing. Hey, we can't hear y'all. We can't hear y'all. We got dead air. Can't hear. Pastor, we can't hear you. You all mute or something. We got dead air on this end.
Thank you. All right, go ahead. Praise God. We've been talking. We've been on mute. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. So go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Paige.
I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, for being alive this morning. So many people did not wake up this morning. And a lot of them woke up this morning, but their mind wasn't sound, and they couldn't move their bodies. But I thank God all the actors of my limbs are working this morning. I just thank him for my husband, my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all of my children there from my heart, but not maybe not from my body. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you out there this morning on Facebook Live, online. I thank you for tuning in this morning for a word that's been spoken from the Lord this morning. And pray my strength in the Lord. I'll pray your strength in the morning, Lord, and we'll all be praying for each other. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Is there anyone else while we get our IP address and stuff in? I understand what's going on now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the Lord.
Praise
bless
God.
Bless the Lord. Thank God. Thank God.
Go ahead, somebody, while we get things together here.
Give honor to God and head of my life. Give honor to Pastor Page, General, and all the saints online. Sister Valerie, my baby. We just want to thank God for waking me up this morning. Those in my right mind to get no frantic phone calls about my children, grandchildren, and none of you. I want to give God praise for the goodness of the Lord. He's been good. Without the Lord on my side, where will I be? And so I give God praise for all that he's done. And pray my strength in the Lord as I continue to pray for you too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we still trying to get things together here. Amen. Is there anyone else? Amen. We still trying to get things together here. Something went wrong with our signal. And we're trying to get it together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't know what went wrong with us. Our internet system here, but praise God anyway. Somebody else go ahead while we're trying to get something together here. Amen. Sing your song, Sister Page. Amen. Here we go. Amen. Here it comes. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank God this morning for the word. Don't look like I'm going to get on Facebook this morning because something going on with our Wi-Fi. But all of you online today, thank God. And I know we got a word for you today. We got a word for you today. Amen. We got something to say today. Amen. So I'm thanking God for everything, all of his word. Amen. Everything he's done for us. Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a feast, man. I'll give it to someone. Amen. Thank God for the word of God today. We come to you from Care Church Incorporated. Amen. And thank God for us being here today to bring a word to you. Amen. We've been thinking all the week. Been thinking this week and what we're going to talk about today. Amen. Sister Pay, give us quick prayer. Give us a quick scripture then, Sister Pay. Amen. You know, we trying to get things to...
Father God, we just thank you for this blessed day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you opened up this morning, each and every one, and called by your name. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we said we didn't get no frantic call this morning. None of our children being in the hospital, being in an accident. And we thank you for all the saints of God. And lift the holy hands to you this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being your presence, Lord Jesus, because in your presence is full of joy, in the right hand presence forevermore. And we have thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We was trying to get our signal together for some reason. It's not working on my phone. Amen. You also saying the same thing? Amen. Yeah, so we don't know what's going on, but we just want to record it anyway. Amen. It might not go live. Go do a scripture praise while we wait.
I'm going to learn you Genesis chapter 1 right now.
Something in the back.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And it was the evening, and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it be divided, the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters, which was under the firmament from the water, which was above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day.
Well, amen, amen. I guess we're going to have to go without this today, amen. Maybe you can record it, Sister Paige, with your phone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Here we are today. Amen. You know, I've been thinking all the week through what I want to speak to you today about is lust. Amen. Lust. We want to talk about lust today. How dangerous lust is. I won't say how dangerous, but yeah, lust. And I'm trying to figure out how to go at it today and how we're going to do it. Amen. Turn to 2 Timothy, Sister Paige. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Hallelujah. When I talk about lust, you know, lust is our enemy. Lust is a great enemy to the saints of God and the people of God. Lust. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2 and 22. That's what it says here. Amen. It says, flee also youthful lust. Read it, Sister Paige. Go ahead. 2 and 22.
Flee also youthful lust. But follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of pure heart. Of a pure heart.
Amen. It says, flee useful lust. Flee useful lust. Amen. That's what we need to get away from. We need to get away from lust. One of our biggest problems here. Amen. Verse 6, 3 and verse 6, and this is what I was, 2 Timothy 3 and 6.
This sort of they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, lead away with divers lusts.
Amen, amen. So they're led away with divers lusts, different types of lusts. Being led away with divers lust, amen. So Father God, bless this word today as it come forth, and may I be able to explain it, O Lord, so someone will be helped from this word that comes today, amen. So flee also useful lust, you know, the things in our youth. But I like what it says, what was going to be going on in the last days, how people are going to creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with lust. Amen. Led away with lust. Yes. And when I was looking at this word, it says they captive silly women, that the silly women are going to be led captive. I don't like that word now, captive silly women. I like to say that it was weak women. Lead away weak women. Weak women. You know, that's what we got, weak women. Amen. And one thing about a weak woman is she don't have no virtue. Looking in Peter 2 in verse 4, I believe, it says, it talks about add to your knowledge, we got to have some virtue. Virtue, amen. We need virtue in our life. Being able to resist, being able to stand, virtue, amen. Power to resist,
amen.
Amen. And that's what you got to add to your life, virtue, because you see, when you weak women led away with lust. And when I talk about lust, you know, lust is something we talk about because we realize that weak women stem come from a place of when we say weak women. We're talking about women who have no self-esteem. It would be considered to be a weak woman. Low self-esteem, weak woman, weak women. They're led away with lust because they're weak, amen, because of their esteem. But Jesus came to lift you up, sisters and brothers, amen. This is not just for a woman. This is also considered to be a man because a man is led away too by divers lust. And women are led away. But we realize that anytime there's a person who, whoever this person is, that when we say she have no self-esteem, she's become weak. And when I said be weak, I have to come here and I said, well, I have to repent myself because I think about the things I did. I said, well, I didn't do right about my daughters. I said, maybe I didn't know what I was doing, so I have to repent to my daughters because I left them weak. And what I mean by when you being left weak, they've been left weak. You see, one thing that a father's supposed to do for the child, he's supposed to give them affirmation.
Amen.
And when we think about affirmation, in other words, you know, a lot of times they are left weak because the father didn't give them affirmation, because your affirmation always comes from the father. Amen.
Amen.
You see, even our affirmation always comes from the father. The father always tells us how much he loves us, how much he cares about us. He tells us who we are. You see, when a person is left weak, you see, they don't even know their value. They don't know who they are. And they're left weak because they don't know their value. They're left weak because they don't know their virtue. They don't have virtue. It's because no one gave them affirmation.
Amen.
No one gave them the affirmation that they need.
Amen.
And because no one gave them, the father didn't give them the affirmation they need, you see, it was the father that's supposed to be telling the daughter that you're beautiful, honey, amen.
Amen.
And so that when some little joker comes along later on and says a good word to her, she falls for it because she needs affirmation. See, women need affirmation, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, they need affirmation. They like to hear words, and the word should be coming from their father, but because the word didn't come from their father, now they are left weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's because their father didn't affirm them.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
They're left open because the father never closed some of the doors that needed to be closed, and therefore they're left weak.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no esteem, self-esteem within themselves, and they're weak.
Amen.
Someone said that a person who have no self-esteem is just like a person swimming in the ocean and blood coming from the legs somewhere. It's just like that, you know. You know, when a person is swimming in the ocean and blood is coming through, they're going to attract sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And so what I'm trying to say is whenever a person that have no self-esteem, they attract sharks. Sharks come to devour them, amen. To come to use them, to eat them up because they have a lack of self-esteem, because they don't realize who they are, and then they are drawn away through lust.
Amen.
A young man comes up to the woman that had low self-esteem, and he said, hi, baby, how you doing, honey? Amen, you're candy cotton or whatever he wants to say to her. But just giving a little esteem, you're beautiful, you know, you're fine. You know, and he used that to draw her in. You know, that is where he said, lust is, we're being enticed by something. He entices her through lust.
Amen.
And when he entices her through lust, she's being captivated by words that come in from the shark's mouth, because all he wants to do is devour her, mm-hmm. because he realized that she has low self-esteem. Amen.
Amen.
See, one of the reasons you come to Jesus is because Jesus wants to help you to realize who you are, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you don't know who you are, you fall for anything, amen.
Amen.
When you don't know who you are, you go with anything, amen.
Right.
When you don't know who you are, you'll do anything. But Jesus came to set the captive free. I believe in Luke 4 and 18, he said, read that 4 and 18, what Jesus came to do for you, because we don't want these weak women. You got to stop being weak and realize your value. You have virtue.
Mm-hmm.
4 and 18. You see, virtue calls you to be able to stand. See, women need to get virtue. You know, I know we talk about the virtuous woman, amen. But it's showing that she has stamina, she has stamina, amen. She's able to endure, amen. She's able to walk upright. She's not loose. Whenever you catch someone low self-esteem because she don't know who she is, she becomes loose. No virtue.
Amen.
Doing everything because she's trying to be approved, or she's trying to be accepted, and therefore she has no virtue in her because she don't know who she is.
Amen.
She don't know her value. Mm-hmm. Amen. When you know your value, you don't fall for anything. You don't do anything if you know your value. Amen.
That's right.
So we talk about in the how the last days that the preachers and people was going to be going looking for women who have low self-esteem. They become a prey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The sharks are after you. The wolves are after you. Become a prey. Because when they come in, they want to draw you in. Draw you in with their words and lure you into lust. Because the first time they say you look good, you're ready to go to bed with them. Low self-esteem, you know. And you want to be accepted. You don't feel like you don't feel like you are as much as somebody else. And so now you're being lured in through lust.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way to captivate you through lust.
Amen.
Amen. Because the person didn't know who she was. You know, when we catch a young girl or something out on the street, you know, she ran away from home. She thought she was doing good by running away from home. And when she got out there in the streets and nobody was with her, all of a sudden the sharks got her. And then the next thing you know, he lured her in
mm-hmm.
through lust. She became captive to lust because when you get captivated by lust, then you get to a place that you don't know the difference between love and lust.
Right.
You think lust is love. You think lust is love. But lust is not love. But we don't know it because this is why we start thinking that way. Just because somebody has sex with you don't mean they love you.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just because somebody look good don't mean they want you.
Right.
Hmm?
Amen.
And this is why so many are led captive this way. They're captive. They're in the hand of the sharks, amen. In the hand of another young man that's going to abuse her and use her because he's going to say something to her. And then the more he can get the grips on her, the more he changes her, the more he talks to her, the more he try to less value her so that she would yield to him, amen. Devalue her.
Right.
And once he get her into his grips, he uses her, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He uses sex, he uses lust. You know, somebody said he can perform very well, and you start having sex with him because you want to have sex because you want to belong to somebody. You want somebody to be looking after you. You want to say you got somebody, and so therefore he's using lust to captivate you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since he got you captivated through this lust, now he's going to move in. Now he's going to have you taking care of him. You're going to be giving him money.
Amen.
You're going to be buying him stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using lust to rule you and to captivate you and to keep you, to hold you captive. He's holding you captive through the lust.
Mm-hmm.
He got you thinking lust is love. And he's using that against you. Weak women are being held captive. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes we think of this young girl, but old women too, old ladies too. Amen.
Amen.
When a man come in talking noise to them, and you know that in his voice, you know he's using lust as a mean to captivate you, because if he can get you in his grip, he's going to use you to get what he wants from you.
Mm-hmm.
All he wants is to roll in the hay. Amen. But he's going to use lust as a means to obtain it.
Okay.
That's why Jesus said, why did Jesus come in the first place? Sister?
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Because
he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
He came to preach the gospel to the poor, because if you was poor, you know, see, when you're poor, you don't seem like you esteem as you ought to be, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, poor people, amen? You know, I had less. When I was growing up, I was felt less esteemed because we was poor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't wear the best shoes. We didn't wear the best clothes. Amen.
Amen.
People in the city seemed that they dressed better than we were, and so we didn't esteem ourselves anything because we was poor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that Jesus came. He said, "Poor making many rich," because he wants you to realize who you are, so that the wolves won't get a hold of you, so that the sharks won't eat you up. So he came to preach what to who? He came to preach the good news to the poor to let you know that you know, a long time ago you didn't think that you were somebody, but you got to realize you are somebody now, amen. Because, see, Christ has made you somebody, and you should stop esteeming yourself less than, because God has made you just as much. See, it's the thing about it that we have today, because we don't think as much about ourselves, and so therefore we don't take a stand for ourselves, because we think very little about ourselves.
Amen.
Because we didn't get affirmation. I got to repent to my girls, my daughters, amen. I got to repent to my daughters because I didn't give my daughters the affirmation that they need.
Amen.
If I had gave them all the affirmation they needed, but I didn't know, I got to repent of it. I should have been the one telling them that they were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I should have been the one the telling them that they are somebody, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Giving them affirmation, amen, so that they can not be weak to the wolves that come to devour them.
Amen.
That is what Jesus wanted to get us away from, the wolves, because it's the wolves that was devouring us, because man didn't know who he was. He had lost sight on who he was, and that's why when you lose sight on who you are, you do anything because you don't know who you are. When you lose sight on who you are, you act like an animal. You go animalistic because of lust. Lust will cause you to act animalistic, amen?
Amen.
Because you're trying to fulfill some desires that you need. You want to get it from somewhere, and most of the time we try to find it in lust, but we never find it. So you got to realize you're somebody, amen?
Amen.
Not to be the weak woman, not to be the weak woman that give in to everything. Give in to the first one that comes along to say, oh, you look good, I love you, I love you. See, this is what's happening in the last, not in the last day, but this has been going on forever, amen. Men using lust to lure women in and lead them captive. Amen. You know, sometimes it's kind of bad. You say, you met a man one night, you didn't even know his name, you went to bed with him.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up with a baby,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't even know his name.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that you didn't have no virtue.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know who you were. You see, you just wanted to be wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You just wanted to be needed. You just wanted somebody to hold. You just wanted somebody to say something good to you, because, you know, somebody didn't give you the affirmation when you was coming up. If you had had affirmation in your life during that time, then you wouldn't have yielded to that, because you would have knew better, because you already know. My dad already told me I'm somebody.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. My dad already told me I was pretty. You ain't telling me nothing that ain't nobody else told me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what affirmation does. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Affirmation builds a person up so that they don't be weak. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My dad already told me I was somebody. He already given me the affirmation. Amen.
Amen.
See, God already told me that I was somebody. I know I am that I am by the grace of God. Amen. Nothing more, nothing less. Amen. You see, I'm somebody. Amen. If I realize I'm somebody, I'm not going to be drawn in through lust, because I know who I am.
Amen. That's right.
I'm not going to act like a poor man when I know that I'm rich. My daddy said I was rich. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He got everything that I need. He got the silver. He got the gold. If I know who I am, I'm not going to be drawn in by a bunch of sharks, because I know the difference.
Amen.
I know the difference between love and lust.
Yeah. Amen.
Read on.
Yeah. That means to heal the brokenhearted.
He sent me to heal when your heart is broken. Amen. He came to heal your broken heart, because, you see, when the sharks come around, if you got a broken heart, they're there with the right words to make you feel like you're somebody.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's there to uplift you, to try to uplift you, but in his heart, there's no truth really in his heart, that he's there just like a wolf. He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to catch you in his grip.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when he gets you in his grip, this is how he contains you. He captivates you, because you're drawn to his words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're drawn to his words, amen. So God don't want us to be drawn to his word. We're talking about the love. Read on.
To preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind.
He wanted to preach deliverance to the captives, that Jesus said, I came to deliver you from the hands of the enemy, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I came to deliver you out of the sharks, out of the shark's mouth, amen. I came to deliver you from the wolves, you know, because the wolves don't use lust to captivate you. You start thinking love is lust. Now lust is love, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're captivated because you've drawn away after your lust.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, the devil is never going to present anything to you that you don't want. You see, you're not being tempted unless there's something that you desire. You have to desire to be tempted, amen.
Yes.
Amen. What does that James 1:14 say? James 1:14, I believe, it talks about how we are drawn away. Lust.
Mm-hmm.
Lust. Amen. The thing about lust, people, amen. God wants us to get away from lust because this is what caused the fall of mankind. Even in the book of Genesis, it was lust.
Mm-hmm.
Because all that is in the world is what? The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And this is what the wolves use to lure you in through lust.
Yes.
Men can beat women. Men beat women, misuse them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so captivated by the lust.
Yes.
They won't leave him. They'll sit there and take the beating. They'll sit there and go through all the stuff they go through because they like the way he performs. You see, lust is always how you perform, amen. Lust always feels good.
Yes.
Lust always fulfills your ego. You know when we talk about ego? Edge God out, ego. Lust always edges God out, ego. Fulfill your ego.
Right.
It always edges God out. All of a sudden you forget about who you are. All of a sudden you forget about everything because this lust has edged God out.
Mm-hmm.
You forget, all of a sudden, this is the only thing that I know that can cause a person to forget about God is lust.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lust. We're drawn away with lust. We leave God for lust. Do you know, did you realize that the fall of mankind, even in Genesis, started with lust?
Mm-hmm.
Eve saw what? She saw that it was good for food.
Amen.
The lust of the eye, she saw that it was, she desired it. You see, lust, let me see what lust. Lust is a strong desire directed toward an object. That's what lust is, a strong. See, the object that Eve was looking at, she was looking at the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So what did she do? Lust caused her to go after knowledge.
Hello.
You know what I said? She wanted knowledge rather than revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So she went after knowledge.
Right.
She desired knowledge. And then she wanted to obtain it the wrong way. Most of the time when we go after the knowledge, we want to attain it the wrong way, amen. I wonder how it feels. How does it feel? What was it that, you know, I'm going to talk about myself, amen. What was it that drew me away? I got caught up in lust when I was a child. I didn't know it. You know, it was the older girl that started messing with me when I was 9 years old. Got me caught up in lust. It was hard for me to even say that I loved somebody because I was full of lust. I thought sex was love. I thought sex was love and realized sex wasn't love, amen. Sex was lust. I was drawn away after lust. Got babies on the outside. I got babies before I got married because of lust. Not because I loved the person, but because of lust. Got a couple of children out of wedlock because of lust. It wasn't about love because the only thing I wanted out of the thing was sex. I was drawn away. Well, how was I drawn away? Lust.
Yeah. Need to read that, James 14:1.
Go on, read that, baby.
Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
Every man is drawn away when he's tempted of his own. It's not that God is tempting you, but it's lust that's tempting you. Because lust is a strong desire for something, an object, amen. That's what lust is, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came to deliver us from the lust, amen.
Amen.
Came to take away some of the desire. That's why he said, if any man thirsts, let him come to me to give all things liberally. That is why he said, if any man hunger, let him come to me, because I can fulfill your desires, because your desires can't be fulfilled with lust.
Amen.
See, lust won't fulfill your desires. Amen. It feels good, though. Amen. It sure feels good. Amen. Somebody said lust don't feel good. Sin don't feel good. They lying. Huh? But Jesus came to deliver you from that lust. Do you know when you're going after something, when you're enticed by something, whether you're enticed by sex, whether you're enticed by alcohol, whether you're enticed by drugs, you're drawn away because you have a strong desire for that thing. It's not that that thing is over you. It's that you have a desire for it, and not it has a desire for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're drawn away.
Amen.
Hmm? Check your desire. You're drawn away because of pleasure. You're seeking after pleasure. You think it's love, but it's really just pleasure, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Lust is what Jesus came to deliver us from, amen. Every man is drawn away. How?
And his own lust.
His own lust and enticed, amen. You're being enticed to lust. The man come with his words, he entices you.
Mm-hmm.
He stir up your emotions. When he stirs up your emotion, he's stirring up your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
He stirs up your flesh. Get your emotions stirred up. When your emotion gets stirred up, then he can lure you in through lust, because whatever you get stirred up, your flesh is going to want some satisfaction out of it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Lust. Lust is the key thing. I drink because I want to get high. I got lust for it. It's not, somebody said, alcoholism is a, what they say? Alcohol is a what?
Disease.
They say alcohol is a disease. Alcohol is not a disease. Alcohol is a lust.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you desire, not a disease. A disease is something comes upon you when you don't, you can't do nothing about it.
All right.
See, it's not a disease. It's a lust.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, what is lust in the first place? It's something that to be desired. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I overly desire of something. A strong desire for it. And when you got a strong desire for something, it's lust. That is why Jesus said, I came to give you some satisfaction from lust, from overly desire. See, this is why he said, if you love me more than, then your love for me should overcome your love for other things.
Amen.
If you love God more, then the love for God will overcome your love.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
That's right.
See, that's where we got to realize what it is. Be honest with yourself. It's love. When I get caught up into something overly desire for anything, it becomes lust. I'm enticed by lust. It entices me. It draws me. How is it that he said it comes?
It comes, I mean, to preach the gospel to the people.
No. The James.
Oh. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust.
Who lust is it, amen? See, we like to try to put it on somebody else, but it's not somebody else's lust, it's your lust.
Mm-hmm.
It's your desire.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you didn't desire it, you wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it because you desire to do it, not because you have to do it,
mm-hmm.
but because you desire to do it.
Yeah.
You're being captivated by your own desires. You're being held captive by your own thoughts, your own desires, your own ways. It's lust. That's what the Bible calls it, lust. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And you got to know the difference. Young ladies, having sex with a man don't mean that he loves you. Why are you giving away the milk free? Somebody said, why are you going to buy the cow when you can get the milk free? You're giving away a precious, you have something precious that you're giving away for free. And you're showing that you don't have ownership of it because you're giving it to somebody else. You don't know that that thing is precious.
Mm-hmm.
And you're enticed by it. And you're drawn to it because you think that it's love. Hmm. Anybody know the difference between love and lust?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is the difference between love and lust, then?
Let's just for a moment.
That lust is just for a moment, and love is everlasting. Amen. Something's going to speak. But when you give it, notice what you said there. Lust is just for a moment. You see, it's just that moment of pleasure that you had. You gave everything that you had away for one moment of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
One moment of sin.
Love satisfies the spirit. Lust satisfies the flesh.
Love. Hallelujah. Love satisfies the spirit, and lust satisfies the flesh, amen. And normally that's what it's all about. You find that it's a satisfaction of the flesh because the flesh has crazy desires. The flesh has desires that, what we say, animalistic, amen. You see, it just, well, let's go. Did you finish that?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to go show you how lust works, you know, sometimes. I want to go to 2 Samuel when we talk about how sometimes say the difference between love and lust. We see how the devil do people, silly women, not only silly women, but silly men, how they're led captive by lust. They think they're in love, but it's really lust. Let me see. Let's see, 2 Samuel. Hallelujah. Where is that now? Let me see. 2 Samuel. Chapter 13. How that lust can overtake you. Chapter 13, amen. Y'all know about that, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Read it. You got it, Sister Faith?
Yeah.
Let's read. We talk about how lust is. How you can think that you're in love, but you're really being captivated by lust. Start at verse 1.
It came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whom her name was Tamar.
Uh-huh.
And Amnon, the son of David.
Amnon, amen. The
son of David loved her.
Son of David loved her. Let me show you what lust will do to you. Make you ashamed.
And Amnon was so vexed. He fell sick for his sister Tamar.
In other words, he fell sick. He was so lust for his sister. Lust makes you cause you to be have inordinate affection. That's what he called inordinate affection for your sister, amen. This is his blood sister.
Mm-hmm.
He think he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
He don't love her. He's just lust. Same way with some men you think you have. You think you love him, but you don't love him. You're just blown away through lust. It's just your lust for him, not your love for him. The reason you're dealing with him is your lust for him, not your love for him. You don't really care nothing about it. He just, Joey just come by, you know what we call it? He comes by for a booty call.
Mm-hmm.
He comes over at 9 o'clock and he's gone by 10:30. Amen. Amen. And the only reason he came by, because, you see, he got you captivated through lust.
Mm-hmm.
You just want that quick fix. He's going to get in the bed, going to throw you in the bed right quick, get what he wants. Get up. He ain't going to lay there and talk to you. He's going to get up and put his clothes on and leave because he got you captivated through lust. Not only that, you're going to his house. You're going over his house and laying in his bed.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't giving you nothing but bubble gum.
Now,
It ain't giving you no fulfillment, but you captivated through lust. You call that love. Oh, he loves me. He came over last night at 9 o'clock, and he left at 11, amen. He just, what did he do when he gets there? He didn't do, only thing he wanted out of him, he didn't even talk. Only thing he did was to throw you in the bed.
Yeah, they don't say
that long?
For sure, the virgin and Ammon thought it was hard for him to do anything to her.
She was a virgin. That means she had kept herself. She had virtue. She was saving herself. She wasn't blown away after love. She was saving herself at the right time because she realized her virginity was a bad.
Amen.
See, most time we lost the virginity to somebody that we didn't even like. You hate him now. Praise God. Amen. Amen. See, what it was, the reason you was enticed because you saw other people, other girls, or other boys. You thought that they had something going on, and you wanted to make sure you have something going on. So you wanted to do something so that you could be approved also to say that I got somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody want me. Somebody love me or thinks about me. Amen?
Amen.
Entice, lust, drew you into that because you was trying to obtain something. See, when you're trying to get something out of it, then you're drawn away captive out of that thing that you're trying to. Whatever it is that you're trying to get, whether you want to be made known, maybe you want to be approved, maybe you want to stand out, maybe you want to be somebody. That's lust. That's how lust does you. Because you're trying to do it to be somebody. The other girl's got a boyfriend. Or he's looking at the other girls, he's not looking at you, so now you feel less than. And when you start feeling less than, what do we call that? Low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't value yourself as anything. You don't think you're as good as everybody else. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You think everybody's prettier than you. You think you're too small, you're too big, you're too little. All those kind of things plays with your mind to try to tell you to get you over into love. One thing I'm going to say about a man. When a man got love, whether you be small, little, old, he don't care. he don't care. Amen? And so stop thinking because you're fat or you're skinny that nobody don't like you, that you're supposed to be like the movie star. You got to recognize God made you somebody. Amen. God made you individually, amen. And why do we say there's somebody for everybody? And so you don't have to just go out there and throw yourself out there to the wolves and get anything because you don't value yourself that much.
That's right.
You don't have to lay down with anything if you know who you are. Don't sell yourself. Stop selling yourself short. You are somebody. Amen. God made you somebody. Amen. That's why you don't get caught up in a lot of stuff because you are somebody. You ought to know who you are. You ought to know who God made you. God made you to have virtue.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Holy Ghost came to give you, virtue, to give it the ability to resist temptation.
Amen.
To know the difference between love and lust. Whenever something is quick, it's lust. Come on, we need to get it today. I can't wait. Amen. You want to give me some today? If you love me, you give me some. He's using psychology on you. If you love me, yeah, that's what I told you to say. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I was using love to entice her with, you know, I'm using my words because I know women are weak to words.
Come on then, read on then.
Does thou not tell me? And Amnon said,
just give the verse 11. Because I will tell you about what's going on here. Tamar is this guy's sister. And he thinks that he loves her. And he thinks he's so much in love with her that he's crying over her. Oh, let Tamar come and give me some food, amen. Daddy, will you send Tamar over here so I can eat out of her hand? He thinks he's so much in love with her, but he's not really in love with her. He's lusting after her. Mm-hmm. You forget about all more. When lust comes, you forget about your more. You don't have no more no more when lust enters you. Mm-hmm. See, when you got virtue means I have more. Mm-hmm. I have some standards in my life. I'm not just a loose cannon, amen. And so here it says, he's got lust. Read on.
And when she had brought them unto him to eat,
uh-huh,
he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me.
Come on, lay with me, my sister. You know, all more is going out. That's what ego is. You done edged God out. We do things that we know that it's ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it ain't right. Mm-hmm. We know all the commandments, but yet we let it go out because of our ego, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with men, you know, when we conquer one of y'all, and we with ego, we have an ego to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we let God out because we come out to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the wolves. Men are like wolves with women. But not only are men with women now, women are the same way with men.
Mm-hmm.
She can be a wolf too.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
She use her enticing also. She can be, she entice you also, amen.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very enticing person.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses her lust. Especially when they bat their eyes, they, you know how y'all. How you bat your eyes at it? Now, why are you bat your eyes at it? Because you're trying to entice me.
Right.
He is drawn away. How is he drawn away? by being enticed, right?
Enticed.
Lust. Lust entices you, amen.
Lust.
It draws you in. And how do they say, after lust has been conceived, what does it bring forth? Death? Bring forth sin, and then sin death?
Yeah.
Amen. It destroys you.
Yes,
amen. Look how many men have been destroyed over lust. Look how many people have been killed over lust.
Mm-hmm.
Look how many careers have been demolished for lust.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's lust for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have lost $13 million contract to get a joint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lust. $13 million went down the drain. Lust of drugs. $13 million out to go. He was so enticed by the drugs, he lost his position on the football field, on the basketball field, because it was lust. He was nobody made him do that, but he was enticed by the feeling of it. Is that why we're enticed? Sex. We're enticed because of the feeling of it. We would like that 1 minute of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All the hard work is still came out in 1 minute. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to hell. We're going to hell for 1 minute of play.
Yeah.
Just a feeling. Well, what did you do? Well, I felt good for a while. For that moment, it was a moment thing. I tell the truth, it's just a moment thing. I don't care whether you play around for an hour or 2 hours, it's still going to be a moment thing. You're still working for that moment. I don't care how long you play.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
It's all that. Sometimes.
Oh, my God. Let me get started.
And then after that, it was over.
Amen, Pastor.
You done gave up God of everything you had for the food.
Amen.
Woo, Jesus. You got a baby for the womb that you got to take care of 20 years from now. It was just the womb. Praise God. Am I preaching today, y'all? Hey, read on, Sister Paige.
Yeah.
Don't force me to do this. See, she wanted to be kept.
Mm-hmm.
She was a virtuous woman.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you're virtuous, you want to be kept. You're not loose.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding yourself together. Men are not going to marry a loose woman. When he's looking for a wife, he's not looking for somebody loose.
Mm-hmm.
The only time you're looking for a loose woman is just to have a fling.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, I'm talking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, if I went with you about a couple of weeks and you hadn't gave me none, I'd quit you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wasn't loose enough for me.
Well,
I wanted somebody that was loose. Huh? Yeah, I wanted somebody that was loose, amen. because that is what the... That is what the vultures say. And that is what the wolves go after somebody. And you always went after those that they didn't have no self-esteem, they weren't no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Low self-esteem means you don't have no value. You don't value yourself. But it said a virtuous woman have value. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Her price is far above rubies. I believe that's what it said.
Yes.
Her price is far above rubies. That means that you can't even afford her.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Glory.
And just because you've been loose don't mean you have to stay loose, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I don't care. You see, one thing about God, as far as your value, if I take this $20 bill, amen, that's my value, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I take this $20 bill here.
Mm-hmm.
If I balled it up, how much is it worth?
$20.
You still worth $20, amen.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've been balled up, and maybe you've been misused.
Amen.
Abused.
Amen.
I want to tell you, you're still worth $20. God says you still have that. I don't care what you've been through, what you have experienced, however it's been done, if you've been stepped on, if you've been abused, amen. God said, I still got the same value on you today.
Amen.
You're still somebody, amen. And stop setting yourself cheap and realize who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let lust lead you.
That's right.
Don't let lust dominate you.
Amen.
Amen.
Get it with me.
All right.
Because you still have value.
Yeah,
it's a man don't care what you have a child or not.
Mm-hmm.
He's still looking to see if you're loose.
Mm-hmm.
If you're loose, he don't want to. All he wants to do is have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Love will take hold. Love will come up to protect.
Mm-hmm.
Love is so that he can keep. You see, God so loved us so he can keep us. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
See, that's what love does, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Love put up with, amen.
Yes.
And love endures.
Yes.
And this is the same love that God portrays toward us.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's the same kind of love should be portrayed toward you.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else coming to get you or want you, if they don't portray love towards you first, then you need to let them go on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Why waste your time with something that ain't going to go nowhere?
That's right.
Yeah. You put your life on hold. You waiting on him to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to marry him, send him on down the road.
Yeah.
Huh? If you love me, you'll wait on me. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't put up today, you'll still wait on me.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't put up next month, you'll wait on me. If you love me, if you say you want me, Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel. And he couldn't touch her in them 7 years. That wasn't lust. That was love. See, that was a difference, amen. See, he worked for Rachel 7 years. And he loved her so much, the father tricked him. He worked another 7 years. And he still couldn't touch her. He couldn't touch her until he got married to her. You see, we don't want to wait because we're in a hurry. That's lust. Lust is always in a hurry. Amen.
Amen.
Kids don't want to wait. They don't want to take the time. But he thought he loved his sister so much. What is it? Read that.
For no such thing ought to be done in Israel.
No such thing. In other words, he was saying no such thing should be done in Israel. Being that you are the people of God, even the sinners don't do stuff like this. What do we got? Lust. Lust caused the dad to lay down with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Lust caused the brother to rape his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lust will cause you to do things you don't want to do. And you'll be sorry afterward. You'll be ashamed afterward. So that's why we got to flee youthful lust. You got to flee the lust, amen. We got to get rid of the lust.
Yes.
Lust of anything, we need to get rid of it. Anything that's going to put you in bondage, get rid of it. No matter what it is. Here he is. He's going to do something that is against the law. That is against God.
Mm-hmm.
Lust is always against God because you're seeking after something to fulfill some type of pleasure or desire in your life. Amen. Lust. Freedom.
Do not thou this folly.
Uh-huh.
And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go?
You're going to make me ashamed for doing this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of you have been mistreated through lust. Some of you have been abused. Some of you have been raped. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual assaulted. Huh? So some of you have been through that. Amen. Whether you was your uncle, your cousin, or whoever it was. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You've been through those kind of things. But still don't belittle yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God says you still have value. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have lust for desire just because you've been abused. Amen. That's why you got to deal with that thing. That thing is on the inside of you. You need to deal with it.
and realize I'm still somebody. I'm not made ashamed. I'm not being disgraced on this day, because one thing about it, if nobody else cares about me, God cares about me.
Amen.
Jesus cares about me because he gave his life for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't, I'm not going to live my life in shame. Because mm-hmm. I got overthrown by lust.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can be free from it, Lord said. Jesus came to set us free.
Mm-hmm.
To be free up from this lust. Free up from the shame. See, she was going to be made ashamed, but Jesus came to deliver us from the shame that came through lust. How did it come? Through lust.
Yeah.
A lot of us had lust and desires because that spirit of lust came on us when we was forced into something we didn't want to do.
Mm.
We got people dealing with it right now. They was raped. And now they got a lust spirit on them. They don't know how to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ashamed to tell anybody about it. And so now that thing is on the inside of them.
What is that?
Watch your heart.
Watch your heart.
Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Because now, you see, when that thing get in your heart, it's a little old thing down there talking to you all the time. Even though you know God has forgiven you for it, but it's still talking to you about the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
It's still holding you guilty when Jesus came and shed in his blood so that your guilt would be relieved of it, so you can be free from that thing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay guilty because these things happen to you. Amen?
Amen.
Because these things came on because of lust. He thought he was in love, but it was lust. Read on.
And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel.
You're going to be like a fool going after this lust. You look foolish, don't you? See, I look foolish, amen. I got babies out of wedlock, but I look foolish, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I should have been there to affirm my children.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely, they've been abused because I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty. Guilty. Because of my lust. Wasn't acting out of love, out of lust. Child. Got a child out of lust. And didn't hardly know the mama's name. So I was a dog.
Roof.
Fulfilling my lust for desires, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Found a silly woman that was willing to give in for lust. No love in it. Just sex. Even we do it today. You know, we do that today. We just have sex. Ain't no love in it. I just want to feel it. How somebody said, I just want to be held. I want to be caressed. The feel, the desire that's on the inside of me. Right now I realize it could be just lust. I'm thinking it's love, but it could be love because I've been stirred up. Now when we think about the sixth chapter of Proverbs, it talks about, you can't put hot coals of fire upon your head, Amy. You can't play with fire and not get burned, Amy.
No.
Huh? You can't play with passion. What I'm talking about, playing with passion, you get burned, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When they kiss you, stirs up something on the inside of you. Your lust stirs up from passion.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he loved her. Go on, let me finish that. Go read this.
Now, therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee.
He said, now, if you really love me, you can speak to the king, and then the king will, back in that time, I guess you could give your daughters to marriage if they came from different mamas. Amen. He said, you would just speak to the king. The king can heal me to you, but why are you going to rape me? Why are you going to do this to me? It was lust. Lust caused a man to rape a woman. Lust caused a man to lay down with a child. And even they 3 or 4 years old, he, in so much lust, he would take a little child and abuse her because of his lust.
Hmm? Yeah.
Flee youthful lust, it says, amen. Jesus, any man thirst, come on. I got something for you. If you're thirsty, come on. I can give you something to drink where you won't lust like that no more. Where you won't desire that stuff no more if you turn to me with your whole heart. Not half of your heart, but if you turn to me with your whole heart, eh? If you start loving me more than you love yourself, then you'll get away, you'll be blown away from the love. Don't do this. Don't do this. Read some faith.
Howbeit, he would not hearken to her voice.
He wouldn't listen.
And from within, she forced her and laid with her.
He forced her and laid with her. Now, if he had loved her, he would have waited on her. He would have did everything that was right. He would have went to the king and asked the king for the head of his daughter because they had been waiting for her, man. Huh? See, love can wait. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love won't force you to do anything.
Amen.
God won't. See, God loves us. God doesn't force us to do anything. Huh? He offers up to us. He lives. Love heals. Lust takes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Love makes alive. Lust destroys. Amen. Lust destroy men's lives. Lust destroy people's lives. Amen. Lust will even destroy your life. Because if you want pleasure, it's lust.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? This is when a homosexual, you know how it is with women? Lust. They call it love. It's nothing but lust. If a man said that he loved another man in a sexual way, that's lust. That ain't God. But what happens when we get playing with lust? Another woman talk you into getting with her, and she do something to you that ain't never been done before. Now you in lust now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be with her because she did something to you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be with her because she affected your emotions. Your emotions got stirred. There was something you got that time, you're probably never going to get it no more. But because of lust, you're going to be after that thing that you're never going to get it. Just like in the high from crack, once you get the first high, you're never going to get that high no more. And but you'll walk for 40 years trying to find the high that you're never going to find no more because the only thing that you have is love.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling that you had the first time, you're never going to feel that way no more. But you'll keep going after it. You'll keep going after it in the flesh. The flesh is trying to bring some satisfaction. You keep looking for things to do. You know, whenever you try something one time, if that don't work, you're going to try something else. You're always trying something else. You're always trying something else with love. But when you try Jesus, Jesus will satisfy your soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that can fulfill your desires to take away your lust. Notice what he did here. Now, I'm going to show you how that works. Amen. I'm talking too much. Read on.
Ammon hated her exceedingly, so that he hated, wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her.
And now, what he said, he hated, when he got through with her, he hated her. His hate became more than the love that he thought he had for her. So it really wasn't love, it was lust, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he got what he wanted, he didn't want her no more. See, he was enticed. As soon as he got through with you, he didn't even like you no more. Then he didn't want to talk to you no more.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he got pregnant, he denied that the baby was his.
Mm-hmm.
Lured you in. Come on, baby, I love you. You know you're cute. I didn't want to talk to you for a long time. I know all the other girls I talked to, they wasn't the one, but you the one, baby. Come on. You got dove eyes. Amen. Your eyes sound like the dove, amen. Your breath is like two hind rolls. Is that what Solomon was saying? Is that in the Song of Solomon? Wasn't he talking like that? I mean, what's Solomon rapping?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Your teeth is like milk, baby. Come on, honey. You look good. Come on, baby. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, baby. Huh? Yeah, 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 yeah. You're beautiful, baby. Come on, baby. You know you're looking good to me, baby. Amen. Hey, 36, 28, 36. What a good hand. You know, he's rapping to you and filling you up with the word to get you stirred up so he can get you through love. Everything that you want to hear, he's saying it. He knows the right words. Know what to say to move you. Because he knows you don't have no self-esteem. He's building you up to take you down. Happy to know what I'm talking about, amen?
Amen.
Y'all know y'all been there. You know how them guys were talking to you. Talk your clothes right off you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Ain't that right, Sister Faith?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You see, we trying to be real. Amen.
It's
because phony folks, you don't like phony people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Phony people, amen. Be real about the thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been there, you've been there. And this is the thing about it. God allows you to go there and bring you through it so that you can help somebody else.
Amen.
Your experience. Even the alcohol scene, brother, he allows you to go through it so you can be a help to somebody else, amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way God works, amen. When you have your experience, Jesus went through it so that he can be able to help us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, all of your spirits, amen. See, God turned all that to work together for the good. You see, if you're the drunkard, if you're the drug addict, if you've been abused, you've been misused, whatever it is that you've been through, God wants to use you to be a help to somebody else. Now, I can't tell you about the drugs. All I can tell you about is marijuana. I smoked a little bit, amen, during my days. Amen. I can tell you about a little beer drink. Amen. Tell you about that a little bit, amen. I can tell you about the sex thing because I've been through it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anything else, I can't tell you too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you about being homeless.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you about being without.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk to you. I haven't had the spirits there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. I think maybe I was misused. I guess when I was young, older woman, she was 34. I was having sex with a woman. I was 17. She was 34. So she might have been misusing me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm trying to say? And what happened from that? Sex.
Yes.
I'm thinking love is sex because the old woman had taught me that sex is love.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, young man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on over here tonight when the kids go to bed. Come on over. And so I get the car at 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 16, 17. And I always had a car, you know. And I go over to a house in the middle of the night, you know, when the kids go to sleep.
Oh,
I'm trying to tell y'all the truth. Caught up in love, say, man. What did he love there?
No.
Well, what are we doing? Fulfilling our lust and desires, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm caught up. She got me caught up. Now, she's telling me things and teaching me things that the young people couldn't teach me. She's doing things that the young people wasn't doing to me, so I'm caught up in lust.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfilling the, what are we doing? Fulfilling your desires. What is your desires? Amen. And so God said, let me fulfill your desires. Amen. Let me take care of you. Let me come into your life and fulfill your life. Well, you don't have to go out looking for something that I can give to you.
Amen.
He thought he loved her. But as soon as he got what he wanted, what did he say happened?
Is where his love, his hatred was more than his love.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
And Ammon said unto her, rise, be gone.
Get out of my house. As soon as you get through with you. Put you out. Got what he wanted. Now, you've been slain now. You were the virgin, but now you've been slain.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're a trophy now. You are just a trophy. Yeah, I got her. How many notches you got on your gun?
Mm-hmm.
How many notches you got on your gun?
Mm-hmm.
All the man care about is how many notches he got on his gun. How many he done destroyed? How many he done took down? Amen?
Amen.
See, Jesus came in and set you free from that.
Mm-hmm.
Lust.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? God bless you, Brother Thomas. You getting ready to leave? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. It's time for me to quit anyway. Praise God. But I'm talking about, what am I saying? Flee your useful lusts. Don't be drawn away. Let Jesus fulfill the things that is in your heart. Amen. You know you need some help. And if you know you need some help, you shouldn't be ashamed to ask for some help. Amen. Look. There's somebody today, amen. We're going to quit. Because of lust, amen. How many need something in their life? Because you could be drawn away through lust, amen. How many realize that you got some value in your life, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Value yourself, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you know who you are, you won't give up for the smallest thing. If you know you're a king child, you won't act like a poor person, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Value yourself. God's told us to value ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, brother. What's the brother here?
Norman.
Brother Norman, amen. Praise God. We appreciate you coming, Brother Norman. Amen. Would you like some prayer, Brother Norman? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, we all need some prayer, amen. So thank God for God delivering us. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for coming today. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, thank you for my brother right now, Lord, that you would release him, that you would save him, oh Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, I give you praise for his deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, let the Spirit fall on him now, Lord, that he be an overcomer of all the things that are coming against him, Lord. May he be strengthened by the word and strengthened by the Holy Ghost, Lord. May he be uplifted, O Lord. May he accept you, Lord, as your Lord and Savior. And Father, we give you praise right now, Lord, for him being the overcomer that he needs to be. And Father, I give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Brother, you've been saved before. You've been saved. You're saved. Just ask God. Father God, just say, Father God.
Love you,
Lord. Restore me.
Restore me.
Restore me again, O Lord. Bring me back to the place, Lord, to the place that I was with you when I first got saved, O Lord. Restore me, Lord, and fill me with the Spirit. And Father, I thank you for filling me with the Spirit. And I give you praise for the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. And I normally like to ask, but have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? In other words, you can get saved. Salvation is different. When you get saved, you got baptized in water. And Jesus said, you must be born of water and the Spirit. And so now it's time. Acts chapter 19 said to the brother, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Since. That means it's not that you're a believer, but have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, we have not heard whether there be in the Holy Ghost. And they said unto him, well, then, what then were you baptized? 19th chapter of Acts, 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
What then were you baptized? They said, unto John baptism. See, a lot of people have been baptized unto John baptism. That was only to repent. John didn't say that we should follow him and worship him. John said that we should believe on him who should come after him, and that is on Christ Jesus. John only baptized to repentance. But John said that he that cometh after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and that with fire.
Mm-hmm.
See, the promise is unto you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And unto your children, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts chapter 2, amen. After verse 242. He said, the promise is unto you and to your children. That means the promise is unto everybody. Amen. When we look at Zechariah chapter 4, I believe it's verse 16, where God says, I'm not going to do it by power. I'm not going to do it by might, but it's going to be my Spirit, said the Lord. So God said, I want to fill you with my presence. I don't want to just be on you, but I want to be in you. You see, in the Old Testament prophet, the Holy Ghost came upon them.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
When Elijah started running, they said the Holy Ghost came upon Elijah, and he ran faster than the horse. He beat Ahab back to the temple.
Thank you, Lord.
But now, you see, you need the Holy Ghost, because he said, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, said, after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, it'll give you power to be a witness unto me. You see, when we talk about this lust that we got going, you need power to overcome that lust. Your lust for desires, amen. I was drinking, and I started reading the Word of God, and all of a sudden I pushed it back one day, and the lust was gone for it. Don't have no appetite for it. Hallelujah. Smoking the weed, don't have no appetite for the weed. A lot of things that I know I can do, I don't do. Not because I can't do it, but I don't have no desire to do it. You see, it's the Holy Ghost that moves in you to take away the desires of your flesh. How do you receive the Holy Ghost? And then when Paul laid hand on them, they said they spake with tongues that the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Have you spoken with tongues as the Spirit of God gave you utterance? See what I'm saying? Mark 16 and 16 says, these signs shall follow them that believe. And in my name they shall cast out devils.
Yeah.
And in my name they shall speak with another tongue. And in my name they're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. And these signs shall follow them that believe. If you're going to be a believer, amen, these signs should follow you. You understand what I'm saying, brother? It's time.
Thank you.
It's time. If you would just believe God and lift your hand to glory right now, we will believe God that he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost that you desire right now.
Thank you.
When Jesus said, the Father is willing to give all those that come to him the Spirit that asks him.
Mm-hmm.
He's willing. He's able.
Yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
So lift your mind and your thoughts to heaven right now. Father, this day, Lord, let the change come today. Not tomorrow, Lord, but fill him today, Lord. Fill him with your Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just ask him, come on in, Lord, come on in. Feel me, O Lord. All he said, you have to have a desire. Have a desire.
Yes, Lord, right now.
Right now, Jesus. He said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He said, out of his belly, Lord. Let it come up, Lord. Let it come up in the name of Jesus. Let it come up, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You see? That's the presence of God on you, because I see the tears in your eyes right now. That's the presence of God. There's a presence on you. And now you begin to shake now. That's the power of God on you, right? That's the power of God on you right now.
Thank you, Lord. Draw nigh to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you Go ahead. Come on, let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then you need to come. We all pray that you
presence. We want you to know we're here for you.
Yes.
You can get my name, my brother Thomas, my number, so you can call me at any time.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to be your pastor.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
I want you to be my
Lord.
Now.
Yes.
God loves you and I love
you. Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know my will.
Thank you, Lord.
If God loves me, I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
You need some help. I don't care what you're going through. You don't look down on nobody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I ain't been no good either.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
That's no respect for you.
Hallelujah.
What they've done for me, do for you.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'm your friend.
Glory, Lord. Revive you, Lord.
Need a ride. Nobody give you one. I'll come get
you. Thank you, Lord.
That's how willing I am to be of service to you.
Hallelujah.
So God made me to be of service to you.
Yes,
to be
Lord.
A servant. I'm a servant to you. To those who have a need, I'm a servant to those who come. And I want to be your servant. Serve you and help you and aid you in any way that I can.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Everybody fellowship him, man. Fellowship him, man. Amen. Praise God. Be a part. We're glad to have him today. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Another brother.
Thank you, Brother Thomas.
Testimony, anything you want to say today, we're going to give you an opportunity to say it before we close out. Is there somebody online today?
Glory to God.
Go ahead, Brother Tommy.
The message is home. Lust is dangerous.
Yes.
I've been there. Don't want to go back.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have my homework.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sunday is the best day of the week for me.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for the message.
Thank you.
Pray for me as I pray for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's give a hand praise for Brother Tommy. Amen. So see, he won't acknowledge he's been lust. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I acknowledge it's lust. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody else can acknowledge it's been lust. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But thank God that deliver us from lust.
Amen. We're not going to be drawn away anymore. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're not going to be enticed anymore. Amen. Somebody else, amen. Amen. If nobody else online, amen. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the people of God, Lord, and all that has been joined together today. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for blessing my brother, Lord. We thank you that the anointing might ever flow on his life from this day forth, Lord. We thank you for blessing each and every saint. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide within us henceforth now and forevermore as we dismiss from this service but never from the presence of God. Glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have any tithes and offering you like to give, you can give as unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I didn't hear nobody for the announcement. I guess we probably went too long today. But praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next week. God bless. Amen.
Keep at the good way. Keep at the good way.
Amen. That's you, brother.
I've been here ever since you've been out now. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Hallelujah. You've got your back feet. Give it up. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Brad. Yes. Hallelujah. I've had some
weary days and some lonely nights, but when I look around, and I think things over. You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb.
Hallelujah.
I've had
thank
some
Lord.
Weary days.
Hallelujah.
And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low.
Yeah.
I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me more than this whole world you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turned my midnight into day. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body wrapped with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me more than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. Yes. Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And it all right. And it all right. Y'all will stand on your feet and praise the Lord.